Okay. In Parshas Re'eh, a few times the Torah refers to Simcha. And it's striking, when the Torah refers to Simcha, you find the phrase Lifnei Hashem. In Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph, the Torah says, V'samachta Lifnei Hashem Elokecha. You shall have Simcha Lifnei Hashem Elokecha. Earlier, in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Kaf Vav, the Torah writes, V'achalta Shem Lifnei Hashem Elokecha, V'samachta Tov Veisecha. You find this repeated. If you look in the Korkandansia under Simcha, and you look up Simcha in Chumash Devarim, nearly every time Simcha is mentioned, you find the phrase Lifnei Hashem next to Simcha, either right before or right after. So what's the pshat? So Rav Salvechik Zatzal, the Rav, once developed the following theme. It's printed up in Nefesh HaRav. Nefesh HaRav of my Rebbe Rav Shechter Shlita. He has various ideas of Yesodos of Rav Salvechik, Panhagos, and also Divrei Torah on the Parsha. And at the end, so in Parshas Re'eh, he has this idea that the Rav said as follows. We see here in the Chumash a basic Yesod and Jewish Hashkafa. In Yahadus, Simcha means being Lifnei Hashem. That's what Simcha is. Simcha means being Lifnei Hashem. When you're Lifnei Hashem, you're B'Simcha. There's a Gemara in Chagiga. The Gemara says, Ein Atzfus Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no sadness in front of Hashem. Hod v'hadol lefanav oz v'chedva v'imkoma. There's only Simcha in front of Hashem. Oh, that's one idea. The Rav explained, you know, we know that Yom Kippur is a Yom Simcha. The Rambam says that Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah are not Yemei Simcha Yaseira. The Rambam says that he's discussing there's no Hallel on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur because they're not Yemei Simcha Yaseira because there's Yira and Pachad. But there is Simcha on Yom Kippur. You don't jump up and down with Hallel, but there is Simcha. The truth is, the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Yom Kippur was a very happy day. That was one of the days they made Shiduchim. There were 2 days they made Shiduchim. There was Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a Yom Simcha. What's the Yom Kippur being a Yom Simcha? So the Gemara says at the end of Tainus that Yom Kippur is Yom Simcha because of, one of the reasons is because of the time of Slichu Mechila. Hashem forgives you for Averos. So what's the Pshat? So the Rav explains, Averos are Mavdil between us and Hashem. It's a Pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Nun Tes, Pasuk Beis. Ki Ma'avonoseichem hayu Mavdilim. Averos separate us from Hashem. When a person does tshuva and is forgiven for his averos, then he's able to get closer to Hashem. That's the simcha of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a day of getting close to Hashem. It's a very beautiful pshat. No averos, you get rid of your averos. You eat it. No eating and drinking. You get closer to the ruchnius, closer to Hashem. That's the simcha of Yom Kippur. This is the simcha of being lifnei Hashem. But we know that the Kohen Gadol is not metame himself if a relative dies. He's supposed to remain b'simcha. The Gemara in Moed Katan explains, Kol Hashanah kiregel dami. The whole year is like a regel for the Kohen Gadol. That's the language of the Gemara. So the language of kiregel sounds like there's some idea of simcha all year round. What's the pshat of the simcha all year round? So the Rav said, the pshat of the simcha of the Kohen Gadol is that the Kohen Gadol was always lifnei Hashem. And he quoted to the Rambam in Hilchos Kli HaMikdash, Perikei Pasuk Zayin, the Rambam says, U'bayis ye'muchan ro b'mikdash. He had a home in the base of Mikdash. V'tifarto u'kvodu she'yoshe b'mikdash kol hayom. The Kohen Gadol would sit in the base of Mikdash the whole day. He would always be there. V'lo yetzel l'beiso b'layla. He'd go home at night. His bias had to be in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, this is another discussion. Yerushalayim, in many ways, had like an extended kedusha of Har Habayis. This, the Mefarshim explain, the fact that some of the Karbanos have to be eaten in Yerushalayim, the pshat is that it's like the over, the... One second, let me take a step back. There's a major yesod which Rav Shechter Shlita develops. A lot of it's based on what the Rav thinks from here from the Rav, that Yerushalayim has special kedusha in two ways. And on the one hand, Yerushalayim is like the capital of Eretz Yisrael, and it has special kedusha as being the capital of Eretz Yisrael. Also, Yerushalayim is also the overflow, the extension of the Beis HaMikdash, and it has special kedusha as the extension of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's what's happening here. The Kohen Gadol was always Lifnei Hashem. He was either in the Beis HaMikdash, or he was in Yerushalayim, but Dafke in Yerushalayim. The Kohen Gadol wasn't allowed to leave Yerushalayim, to always have that simcha of being Lifnei Hashem. And that's the simcha of the Kohen Gadol all year round. This is a major theme, that in Yad, the simcha means being Lifnei Hashem. That feeling of being Lifnei Hashem brings the greatest simcha. And that's the simcha of Yom Kippur. And that's the simcha of Gadol. And that's why the Torah always puts the phrase, Lifnei, or nearly always puts the phrase Lifnei Hashem next to the word simcha. You know, on Yom Kippur. So we say Kol Nidre. Then we say two psukim, but that Hashem should forgive us for our averos, v'nischach schachna. Then we say the Baruch of Shechiyanu. So the Rav once said in a shir that he thinks this might be the pshat, that Shechiyanu reflects the simcha of the day, the simcha of the Yom Tov. So why do we say these psukim of v'nischach chodas b'nei Yisrael right before Shechiyanu? Because this is the nature of the simcha of Yom Kippur. We're about to say Shechiyanu. Thank you, Hashem. I've arrived at this day. Thank you that I've lived for this day, another day of Simcha on Yom Kippur. And we introduce Shechiyanu with what? Psukim of Slicha u'Mechila. Because that is exactly the nature. That's the yesod of the Simcha on Yom Kippur. It's a beautiful idea, the Rav said. That the Simcha of being Lifnei Hashem, the Simcha of being closer to Hashem. So this might be the pshat in the order there of that. What's the pshat of those two psukim there? Why are we saying those? They're different pshatim. The mefarshim are different pshatim. This is one idea that the psukim of v'nisrach and srach no, which introduced kol nidre, which introduced shechiyanu, which are before shechiyanu, it might be they're introducing shechiyanu. That's the theme of the simcha of Yom Kippur, and that's why they're found there in the daf. You know, the Torah tells us in Parshas Kisavo that one of the reasons that the terrible klala came upon us, the tochacha, the Torah says, Tachas asher lo avarta Hashem Elokecha b'simcha u'metuv leivav, because he didn't serve Hashem b'simcha. So some of Farshim say that this pasuk is teaching us that aside from the chiyuv to do mitzvos, there is another chiyuv to do mitzvos b'simcha. Aside from the chiyuv to do mitzvos, there is another chiyuv to do mitzvos b'simcha. That's what the pasuk means. Tachas, because you didn't serve Hashem b'simcha, that's why you're getting, that's why Hashem's sending you this whole klal. But it's in Kisavo, Perek Kaf Ches, pasuk Mem Zayin, because tachas, Hashem's bringing you this quote. Oh, so some Rishonim more, the Rabbeinu Bachya on the Chumash learns this way, and the Rambam quotes this pasuk in Hilchos Sukkah regarding the simplest Beis Shaleva, that there's a mitzvah to not just do mitzvos, but there's a mitzvah to do mitzvos b'simcha. There's a special obligation to do mitzvos b'simcha. Oh, again, that's Rabbeinu Bachya on that pasuk, and the Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah, when he discusses the simcha of the simchas Beis Shaleva, mentions that pasuk as well. What's the pshat? So I thought, based on what the Rav says, a very simple idea. A person is always Lifnei Hashem. But when a person does a mitzvah, so they're mamish experiencing a special closeness Lifnei Hashem. You're doing what the king says. You're in the king's presence. You're at attention to do what the king wants. So certainly when a person does a mitzvah, certainly one can say they are closer to Hashem. They're more in Hashem's presence when they're involved in a mitzvah. So that's the pshat. Every time you do a mitzvah, you have to say, well, I'm closer to Hashem now. I have the experience of being closer to Hashem. And that itself should bring simcha. If a person is doing mitzvahs without simcha, it shows they don't really appreciate I'm in the presence of Hashem. I'm keeping the mitzvahs. I'm doing Hashem's Torah. I'm keeping Hashem's Torah and mitzvos. So that might be a pshat in the special mitzvah. So that might be the idea of the special inyan of doing mitzvos b'simcha, the idea that now you're experiencing this closeness, this idea of being close
to Hashem. You know,
there's a special mitzvah of simcha, of achasen and kala, during the days of Sheva Brachas. So I thought maybe one could say, maybe this is an angle on the simcha of the chasen and kala. We know that the Gemara says that the name of there's Ish and Isha. They both have the letters Aleph Shin, and then the Ish has the Yud, and the Isha has the Hey. So Chazal say that if there is Zocha, the Yud of the Ish, and together with the Hey of the Isha, together it's Hashem's name, it's the Shechina. So if there's Zocha, Hashchina Shui Beneihem. So maybe this is the idea. A couple gets married, there's the Shechina's there now, in a more powerful way. Somehow, couple is married and the Shechina Shui Beneihem, so there's Simcha there. So maybe that's one aspect of the simcha of the marriage of a chasen and kala. It's the simcha of experiencing the Shechina in a new way, which one wasn't able to experience before. Well, this is the Rav's approach to the idea of simcha. Simcha means the experience of being lifnei Hashem. Okay. Elsewhere, I said over a shir from Abnevensol Shlita about Simcha, and I think that one can combine the ideas here from the Rav Zatzal with Yibadu L'chaim, the ideas of Rav Nevensol regarding Simcha and being with Hashem and being B'Simcha. Okay, we'll stop here.